Okay, last night we saw this thing on Shudder about The Omen. It was, tell them about it, Jenny.
Yeah, it's the, remember we were talking about before, it was that show that's on Shudder. They're putting up like one every week. I think it's like five or six episodes going to be. And it's called Cursed Films. And they're going to be talking about, like, last week they did The Exorcist, and then this week they did The Omen. This is actually a pretty good show. The it's kind of like, they're only half an hour long. I do kind of wish, one thing that I wish that they would do is focus more on the shit that happened,
you know,
in the movie or on the movie set, where it's kind of like, I mean, it's interesting, but, you know, for example, the one they did about The Omen, like, they talked about all the weird shit that happened, like, some of the crew members, like, you know, relatives died and
plane crashes
and shit like that. So there's, like, a bunch of creepy shit around the making of that movie. But then they kind of have to go off on all these other directions, like, you know, people that actually believed that a satanic cult, like, cursed the movie because they didn't want it getting out.
Then they got to go down to the club and find your local Satanist and ask him about it. And then they got to go down. They got to go down to the fucking local House of Blues and find some fucking dude that can cast spells and shit. And then he's going to do his. It's bad. It kind of took me back to the Geraldo era,
Satanic Panic.
Like it took me back to kind of like, you know, some of the shit they put on television where they have to explain to you what voodoo is.
And then we have to explain
what magic is, sympathetic magic. But, you know, I guess there's a lot of kids out there that don't really know what magic is.
Maybe, because we were sitting there, like, watching that, and I was like, man, I thought everybody knew what this stuff was, but maybe I'm just taking it for granted.
Explaining what a voodoo doll does.
Yeah, it's like, no shit. I thought, like, kids knew that shit.
So it's kind of like the same, it's kind of like, shit, In Search Of, back in the 70s, did kind of a better job of talking about that kind of stuff. At least it was kind of creepy. But when you hear modern people talk about that stuff, it just sounds stupid.
It does, yeah. It
sounds stupid, yeah.
Yeah, because you would think that by this stage, everyone would be, like,
kind of debunked
up
on
with
that.
The shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or at least, like, know what it is.
Right.
Because back in the old days, you know, like, before we had the internet and shit like that, when you actually had to go to the fucking library or see Leonard Nimoy telling you about it on TV, it's like, I can see people being ignorant about shit then.
Right.
But now, I really don't think there's any need for that. Yeah. There's, like, for explaining very simple concepts, like sympathetic magic. I'm pretty sure everybody knows what that
is. It's kind of funny.
And, like, even little kids that don't know anything about, like, fucking anthropology or anything, like, they've all seen horror movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And horror movies go into that type of shit. You don't have to, like, explain it to people. I'm one of those people that it's like, and maybe this is, I don't know, maybe this is, like, naive, but I assume that people are not idiots until they prove otherwise. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm talking to the person, I don't, like, try to, like, condescendingly, like, explain concepts to them. I just assume that they know what that is.
Yeah.
And then
they were having guys who, they just put them in a suit, and then they'd stick them in, like, a classroom and blur out the background so you're really quite sure what it was, and they'd just tell you some real basic shit, but they'd give it to you in some kind of format, like it's real important information. They should have stayed away from all that kind of, all that stuff, and just focused on what happened around the movie and the making of the movie. That part was interesting. I think the other half of the damn time was just filler.
It did kind of seem like that, which is a shame because it's a fascinating topic, and it's like, it just feels to me that they're not, and maybe the other episodes will be different, but it does seem like the first two, you know, The Exorcist and Omen, only about maybe 10-15 minutes of it were actually talking about the movie and talking about, like, all the shit that happened on the set that was, like, creepy and everything, and rest then the rest of it was just kind of, like, asking random people about, you know, what do you think about Satanism? And
do you think people can really be possessed? And they're asking people that, you know, walking around downtown Boston.
Yeah.
Can people be possessed? Fuck no.
No.
You know? But no, it's just a bunch of
what
filler.
What century is this?
I thought it was kind of, I liked episode one better. But looking at it now, this is going to be very formulaic. And this is going to be pretty much a redo of everything that they were doing in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, that's
which, like I said, that kind of sucks because I really like the idea for this show. I'm still going to watch them all. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Because I still want to see, like, what other fucking shit they've.
Well, it's free.
Well, yeah, we already got Shudder, so I've already paid for it for a year, so, you know.
It kind of reminds me of, like, remember, like, Sightings? The series Sightings and the other ones, you know, a little, like an old school paranormal series. They were real thin and real thin in information and just a lot of padding and filler. Kind of like Ancient Aliens was nothing but just padding and filler
right there.
Yeah.
And making like all these like fucking going off on all these wild tangents.
And then it shoots itself in the dick at the end of this at the end of each episode. To let you know, but you know, this is just what people think, you know, or this is, you know,
yeah, or they'll just, or they'll say shit like, could it be that it blah, be? Blah blah blah, yeah. It's like, you know,
get down, no. Get down, it ends no. Everything ends with no.
That's the answer is always no.
Yeah,
well, that's what I for a while, like, you know, even A Haunting, some of the episodes were like that. You could tell that the people's story that they submitted was not as that scary, or didn't have like that many like incidents.
Yeah.
So you could tell that they were like really stretching. It's like, wow, this person's walking down this dark hallway for a really long time.
Trying to pad that shit out.
Trying to pad that shit out and make it scarier. Which, like, you know, it's...
We need 26 minutes of material.
Like, we don't have enough. It's like, you know, because some of those stories, I'm sure, like, as the seasons went on, they're like scraping the bottom of the barrel. People are like submitting stuff. It's like, oh, one time I heard footsteps in my house. That's like all that happened.
Yeah, I don't think Haunting even exists anymore.
I don't think so. And, I haven't heard anything about it.
And they never released any kind of DVDs. They made it available for streaming.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't...
Well, they don't... I think a lot of that kind of stuff, they don't like even bother like producing physical media anymore because... It's not
too
worth
expensive.
It.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. Not enough people would buy it because everybody gets shit streaming nowadays.
Right.
But it's I don't know. Like, I remember I bought you a bunch of the seasons.
Yeah, I wanted the rest of them on, but they don't sell them on disc anymore.
They're just it just seems like the first, you know, 4 or 5 seasons were
pretty good,
the best. Because
but then it started to kind of get real.
Yeah,
fucking...
either the stories got like really lame, or they got like really outlandish.
They were getting really outlandish and very heavily padded.
Yeah,
where there wasn't much story there, lots of special effects.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
I might have mentioned this before. There's one thing that always bothered me about that show is that they, you know, they have like the talking head interviews with like the people that saw the shit. And then, like, the reenactment will show all this stuff.
Better.
Well, and it's like, I'm like, hey, the person didn't say that. Like, did they just say it in a part that got edited out? And then you're, like, just put it, or are you just, like, trying to make it look way scarier than it actually was?
They tried to make it look way scarier than what the person described it as.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, okay, for example, they'll show the shot and the people's like, yeah, I just really felt like there was somebody in the room or something. Like, they'll just say something, like, really simple like that, which, you know, I don't have any reason to doubt that they felt that. Mm. But then in the reenactment, they show, like, somebody washing dishes or whatever, and there's, like, a creepy, like, black figure, like, walking.
Yeah,
Green Reaper's back there. All they said was that they thought they felt a presence, like, behind them. They didn't say they saw nothing. They didn't say anything
that. First 4 seasons was good, though.
Well, yeah, because those were, like, kind of the better-known
the big
stories.
Cases. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Cases.
Like, fucking, what the fuck? Bobby Mackey's or whatever the hell that one was. And
yeah, and then, like,
Summer Wind.
Even though Summer Wind, I think, was a whole hour, wasn't it? Or was it 2 parts? I think it was a whole hour. I think it, Summer Wind is basically 2 stories in one.
Well, yeah, because it was 2 successive.
Yeah.
It was the one
That's
family that lived there, and then her dad and brother.
But
were
the more
to fix
I looked into Summer Wind, the less there I thought there was to it, the more I looked into it.
Yeah.
And then when I saw the house that they were talking about, like, well, of course nobody wanted to work on that house.
Yeah.
It was just a fucking pile of shit.
I know. I couldn't believe it. Like, when I saw the actual house, like, because, like, in the show, you know, the house looked kind of run down, but, like, still livable. Like, you could still live in it. Like, it just needed a little bit of fixing up. The real house looks like a fucking ruin.
Yeah. It looked like ruins.
Like, it didn't look like you could live in there. No. Like, it looked like you would have to just completely, like, tear it down and start over.
Yeah, it looked like just a bunch of damn boards in the shape of
the
house.
Yeah, and it was like, it looked like it was made of wood.
Yeah,
it looked made of wood.
And it wasn't that old, but it was early 1900s, but it looked like something from the Victorian era that was getting ready to fall over. And then when the inside, it was just a bunch of, like, cheap-looking fucking carpeting and particle board, and, I mean, it wasn't a nice house.
No, it really wasn't.
Uh-uh. So it was big, though. It was
somebody's
it was somebody's vacation home. And I think it was the 20s when they built it. And I think it might have been built on the cheap back in the 20s.
Yeah, it looked like it wasn't.
And then it was kind of neglected. And then they said, well, it was so evil it got struck by lightning and burnt down. But when you look at what's, like on Google Earth, when you look at what's next to that house, there's a bunch of nice houses in there. And evidently teenagers were going in there a lot.
Yeah.
So I think what really happened is that the people that, the neighbors said, I can't fucking have that piece of shit next to my house.
Yeah, it's bringing down my property
values. Bringing down
my
property, and the kids are coming in here. And I think they set it on fire.
I would imagine that.
Yeah, set it on fire in the middle of
They just snuck over there.
Yeah, set it on fire in the middle of a rainstorm.
Yeah.
And really, the property was basically abandoned. The only thing of any value on the property was the land itself. Burning that house down it was technically illegal, but it's not like you destroyed anything. I mean, that house, at the time that it burned down, was a piece of shit.
Yeah. It looked like hell. I couldn't believe it.
And those are the pictures that we saw when they considered it to be in good condition.
Yeah.
I saw some other photos that were after they had lived there.
Yeah.
And it had been abandoned for 10, 15 years. It didn't have any glass in it.
Yeah, there was like nothing. Yeah, it was just like a shell.
It was like a shell, yeah.
Pretty much.
With a bunch of rotten furniture and stuff and a bunch of spray paint because the kids are going in there and spray painting it. It looked like a fucking abandoned house getting ready to fall down.
Yeah.
It looked like a health hazard.
It looked like it looked worse than some of the shit that fucking Dan Bell and all them urban explorers go look through.
I guarantee you there was no arson investigation.
Yeah, probably.
They just
not.
Went, They're yeah, just like, fuck that.
Meh. Whatever.
Because nobody was living in it. Like nobody had lived in it in decades. Yeah, it was an eyesore.
Yeah. What are we going to watch tonight?
I guess
we don't really have to watch anything in particular for like reviews or anything like that because we already got all that done.
Oh, but, we'll come up with something.
I'll have to like...
Oh, well, there's that Korean movie you wanted to see. The one that had to rent, right? The Devil?
Yeah, I saw The Devil.
I saw The Devil.
I was like, I've seen it already, but I wanted you to see it because I thought you'd probably dig it.
Maybe we'll see that or we'll see something else. Depends on...
But you probably have to. Like I said, it was on Shudder.
I'll rent it.
But I don't think it's on there anymore.
We'll see.
But we'll have to, it's Saturday night. We'll figure out something to do. Probably drink some more, although we drank a lot last night while we were recording the show. Although I edited the show today and I thought it came out pretty good. It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Like it ended up being 2 hours and 45 minutes, which is not bad for just like one case.
Yeah.
Usually it's, if a show ends up being that long, it's usually like 4 cases, like all in one. I think the next one we're going to do is like 3 or 4 different cases because there were like a bunch that were recommended. I have so many I have a huge list of topics because people are always like suggesting them, and I'm glad people do because sometimes it was something I hadn't really heard of or didn't really look into, and then I feel like it'll make an interesting show. But I have so many, I have like 5 years worth of fucking topics
so
that's why I started like some of the true crime shows, like if they happened in the same country or something like that, I'll kind of put them together on one show just so I can kind of clear them out of the list. But yeah, so that'll be going up on Tuesday, the one we recorded last night that I thought was pretty entertaining, and that's probably about it. It's Saturday, we're sleepy.
All right, yeah, we'll shut it down then.
And so
see you guys soon.
Be good out there. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.